What's up, guys? This is DJ Samurai slicing the net. I'm here with super guests from Dominican University of Basketball Penguins. What's up, David Williams? Brett, how you doing, brother? I'm sorry, how you doing, Xavier?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you for coming. I'm going to ask him a lot of questions. I think everyone wants to know about him. Okay. First question is going to be, what grade are you right now?
Well, right now I'm a freshman.
You freshman? What's up, guys? This is DJ Samurai. I'm here with my super guest from Dominican Men's Basketball Penguins, Xavier Williams. What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here, you know.
Thank you for coming.
Penguin Radio.
Thank you for coming. Penguin Radio, repping, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks to all the like 30 people that are listening, you know.
Yeah, thank maybe you. More than that. Because this is the best radio station in the world.
Oh, for sure.
Bam, bruh. All right, I'm going to talk about Dominican men's basketball, especially about Xavier Williams.
Yeah, man.
And then after that, I'm going to talk about NBA with him. I'm going to talk about some international basketball. And...
cool.
Whatever. Okay, first question. Baby, what grade are you right now, Xavier?
Well, right now I'm a freshman. It's
baby
my first
freshman?
Year. Yeah, I'm a baby,
cool,
man.
Cool. okay, and what position are you playing?
I play point guard, shooting guard.
Ooh. It's the best position in the basketball, man.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Where are you from?
I'm from San Diego, California.
As famous as the best
weather, man.
Best weather.
It's great. And then we also got
women.
The Little League. Yeah, women too. Keep it G-rated, man. Come on, DJ Samurai. But we definitely got the Little League team. You know, East Lakes won the World Series. Beat Japan.
Is a Little League team the baseball?
Yeah, it's like no 2 years ago. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, man.
Because I'm from Japan. As everyone knows, we are
pretty bad at baseball.
We are really good at baseball, man.
Yeah.
Not basketball, though.
I could tell.
Yeah, right? And then, okay, so you're from San Diego, so you play for the high school team, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about your high school career.
Well, my freshman and sophomore year, I went to San Diego High School. It was in downtown San Diego. It was home to the former number one player in the country, Jeremy Tyler.
Jeremy Tyler?
Yeah.
Where is he at right now?
He went from team to team. You know,
he's in the league?
Yeah, he was in the league. But I think he's playing overseas now. You know, he had a tough time adjusting.
How was he? Like, he's really strong, or
he was about 6'10", 250.
So
he was definitely like a freak athlete.
Twice bigger than you?
Yeah, about three times bigger than me.
Yeah, right. Had that.
Heard that.
What about you? Sophomore year?
My sophomore year. It was pretty good. You know, I played varsity both years.
We were
kind of in a transition period, but
so let me tell you one thing. Playing for varsity team from freshman is a huge thing, right?
Playing varsity as a freshman?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It was huge.
That means like you can get any girls in the school. Freshmen.
Yeah, there's actually a couple seniors, you know.
All right.
Two mile, huh?
All right, had that. So did you transfer your
Sophomore year? Yeah, I transferred to a private school in Orange County.
Orange County?
Yeah, it's called J. Sarah Catholic High School.
How did you like there?
It was definitely cool. It was different because my high school in San Diego had 5,500 kids.
5,500?
Yeah, 5,500. And the one in Orange County had 1,200.
It's way more than Dominican University.
Way more than Dominican, yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So, it was a small private school in Orange County.
Okay.
It was very affluent, you know, a lot of money out there. Okay. You know.
How was the basketball team?
The basketball team was really good. Actually, we were in the toughest conference in the country, you know.
Oh, yeah. One day he showed me some highlights from his conference team, and it was freaking good. Like, everyone dunking on people.
Some guy named Stanley Johnson. Yeah. I don't know if you know who he is.
Okay, Stanley. Xavier Williams? Block him, bro. Block him.
That was actually Shaquan Aaron, but I'll take it. I blocked Stanley Johnson, too.
And then he blocked Zach LaVine. He's the best dunker in the NBA, but he 6'1", 6'2".
Hey, 6'3", man. 6'3", get it right. 6'2.5".
185. JB Williams from San Diego blocked him.
I blocked it.
That's huge.
I was waiting for him at the rim, yeah. And he tried to dunk on me, and I was like, nope, not having it.
Nope.
Caught it, looked at him the whole time. You know, and then I said, you know what? I'm going to take it the other way. You know, hit a light little 360 windmill, you know.
He's going to be the best athlete in the Dominican University.
Oh, you already know.
So I'm looking forward to seeing his dunk, man.
Midnight Mayhem. Make sure you guys come out next Wednesday.
Please.
10:30, Conlon Center.
Please.
DJ Samurai is going to be there.
DJ Samurai is going to turn up.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah, you might see me hit a between the legs dunk, you know, if I'm feeling good. I don't know.
Let's talk back about basketball, man. Not talking about party. okay, it's I heard something about like travel team, like it's called AAU team.
AAU, yeah.
You play for like a really good team.
Yeah, we were pretty good.
What is it called?
It was called Dream Vision.
Dream Vision.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
We were a team out of California.
Is I heard like one of the best team in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's true.
We were on a magazine and they had the top 25 teams of all time, and Dream Vision was in the top 10.
Wow, that's huge. Like, yeah. You guys have a lot of like
Pros coming out, you know, in the NBA, NFL.
NFL.
Name it. Yeah, we got a guy.
We got a guy for the AAU basketball team.
Yeah, we got a guy that's projected to be a top 10 pick.
How funny is that?
Yeah. Definitely, he's a beast. His name's Ronnie Stanley. He's going to be a beast in the NFL for sure.
Yeah, he just drafted, but?
No, he's going to be drafted next year.
Okay.
They got him going, I think, number 8, number 7.
All right.
So, yeah.
How did you play there? Like, your team went to like championship? Or?
Yeah. The team had been around, it started my 7th grade year.
Okay.
And our second year, we won the national championship.
Second year.
14 and under national championship in Orlando.
Damn.
That's pretty fun.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you came to Dominican University this year. How did you like the team so far?
I definitely like the team, you know. It's a great group of guys.
Yeah.
You know, got guys from all over the world. You know, from
like
Sweden.
Like, such as?
Sweden, yeah. Australia.
And then?
Can't really think of anything else.
And then?
I think we got a guy from Japan.
Oh, shit.
I heard he's not that good, though.
Oh, shit. That's, like, the best country in the world. That's what
I'm pretty sure it's not.
America is close. It's really close, but, you know.
That's why people come to watch us play.
You're right.
Yeah, but definitely, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's a great group of guys.
Nice.
You know, we got a nice brotherhood going on, as Coach Book would say.
Cool.
And I think we're going to do big things this year.
Yep. I'm going to have a little break, and then I'll be back soon with Xavier Williams. So, and then before that, I'm going to play some music. Actually, David's favorite music, what is it?
It's not my favorite music, but I think it's what I like right now. It's kind of different, you know. It's pretty cool. I stumbled upon it.
What's the song's name?
It's called R.I.P. to My Youth by The Neighborhood.
All right, check this out. I'll be back soon.
Pre. Check it out.
R.I.P. to my youth, and you could call this the funeral. Anybody saying, mama said if I really want it, then I can change it, yeah. R.I.P. to my youth. If you're really listening, this is to you. Mama, there is only so much I can do. Except for you to witness, but it was for me too. I'm using white light just to see what's in front of me. R.I.P. to my youth.
Hey guys, I'm here with JB Williams from Dominican Men's Basketball Penguins, and he's gonna show some skills of freestyle right now.
Actually, no.
Check this out.
No, I'm not.
No?
No, not
you
right
told
now.
Me.
Not right now.
All right.
Let's
talk.
Saying something about basketball, though.
Yep. Let's talk about your travel team then.
Like
you have a really good teammate. And
the team, like I was saying earlier, you know, I think we graduated about 56 guys now. It's been like 6 or 7 years, and all but one of them has gone to a D1, you know.
Who's that?
Some guy named Xavier Williams.
That's good.
But
Division 2, Division 1 doesn't matter.
Yeah, man. It's just like college education, man.
Yeah, college education and basketball. But, like, what, like, for example, what school, like, people going?
We have a guy. Well, this latest class that just graduated, we got two guys. We got one guy going to Arizona.
Arizona.
We got two guys going to Duke.
Duke, really?
Yeah, we got two guys that are at Duke. Chase Jeter, top three player in the country. Yeah, he's a
light. Huge guy?
He's not huge. He's about 7 foot.
Yeah,
7 foot. He's gonna be good. You guys should watch out. Ray Smith, he's a lottery pick, projected, Arizona.
All right.
Boise State, Paris Austin.
Boise State.
Yeah.
Boise State.
Benny Boatwright, USC. UCLA.
UCLA.
But okay. Got some other guys from the past, you know. We got a guy, Shabazz Muhammad.
He's
playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves right now.
Ooh. Yeah. So you play with him?
Yeah.
Same grade?
No, he was older than me.
Okay.
But I did play up sometimes.
I want to ask, I always want to ask about like these freaking good players, like a personality. Like some of them are really not kind sometimes, But like how was
he? Jerks, to put it lightly.
Yeah, like that. But how was Muhammad?
Shabazz, he was actually really cool peoples, you know.
That's nice.
I mean, I've known him since before he got big, you know. We're his dad and my dad were good college friends, so.
Yeah, they grew up together.
Yeah, so we basically grew up together, and you know, he would always spend the summer at the house.
Your house?
Yeah, my house.
And how cool is that? Like, it's not. Special for you.
Because yeah, honestly, it wasn't a big deal to me then. But
I don't think you're gonna ask him to give you like autograph or something.
No, definitely not.
Maybe
some shoes or two.
Yeah.
Or some nice NBA socks. But
yeah,
no, other than that, you know,
absolutely not.
Picture. Everybody freaks out. You know, oh my god. You know him? I was like,
nah, that's nothing.
Yeah, that's my friend, man.
Yeah,
keep it chill.
Nice. All right, so you moved from Southern California to North California. So
yeah.
How? What's the difference between?
The difference?
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought it was gonna be a little different in terms of weather. I mean, it might be too early to tell right now, but. You know, being from SoCal, especially from San Diego, you know, I've never seen snow in my life.
Really?
Yeah, never seen
snow in your life.
Never seen snow in my
That's
life.
That's crazy. You
yeah, never seen snow.
You gotta come to Tokyo then.
Yeah, it snows out there.
Yep.
Was it Mount Fukujima or whatever it's called?
Fujisan. Yep, Mount Fuji.
Fujisan.
Yeah, Fujisan.
My bad, man.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, being from SoCal, I thought, you know, it's supposed to be all overcast and raining all the time in Northern California.
Yeah.
But lately, it's been just as hot as Southern California, if
really?
Not hotter. Yeah.
But personally, I like Southern California way more than Northern California.
Hey, watch out. We got Northern California listeners, man. They might not be too happy that you said that.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, guys.
So, hey, it's all good, though. You like.
Yeah.
You like what you like.
I think. Like Northern people who live in Northern California wants to go to Southern California.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
school,
nice.
Like San Diego State. Yeah, like the schools.
It's a fun school.
Yep. What? Party.
No.
Party.
What? No. I was talking about, you know, it's a great academic institution.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's
lovely
what
games.
That's
you
what
know,
I'm talking about.
Go to the games. They sell out every single game. Dominican, we're talking to you. You guys need to sell out a game.
Please. Please. Hey,
please come to the games.
Please, it'd be so fun.
You know, it's definitely going to be fun. A lot of entertainment.
Yep.
Up and down, fast-paced action.
Yep, definitely.
You guys need to come, you know, to help us win.
Yep.
But, you know, they sold out, I think, every game for the last three seasons.
Wow!
Every game.
Have you been to the game before?
Yeah, I've been to a lot of games, and it's by far like the best college environment I've ever been in. Like it's 13,000 people just on top of the court, going crazy, yelling. They got this fan section called the Show.
That's your dream, huh?
Yeah, they.
But I heard you guys playing against Nevada, Reno, and the Fresno State. They have a huge stadium, right?
Yeah. They do.
Like 6,000 people.
Yes.
In
6,000 people.
Nevada, Reno.
6,000.
Right.
And we got to be ready October 30th. Or, right. You know, some things will happen. You know?
All right. You know. So are you excited about it?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. You know, they're cool. They're both in the Mountain West.
Yep.
If you know basketball, you might know.
Yeah, Mountain West is like a...
It's a top conference. San Diego State. You got
Hawaii.
No, Hawaii isn't in there.
New Mexico.
There you go.
San Jose State.
Boise State. Wyoming. Colorado State. I mean, they normally have 3 to 4 top 25 teams every year.
Yeah, that's really pretty good.
Yeah,
that's and
definitely
then,
good.
Okay, let's talk about differences between Southern California and Northern California. And then one of your teammates, his name is Cedric Thomas, told me, women in South SoCal and NorCal is really different. How about that? Tell me about it.
To be honest, I don't know. I mean, I haven't really thought about that. But
because you can't get any people anywhere, no matter what. That's what you're saying.
Hey, chill.
Okay, chill. I'm chill.
Chill, man.
What you mean then?
No, I just mean you know, there's a certain kind of girl in Southern California.
Yeah,
they're a little different.
Like more Asian or like Indian people here.
There's more Caucasian people
in Southern California.
Yeah, where I was at, you know,
like
Orange County.
Orange County.
Yeah, it was definitely. I think the demographic at my old private school was 85% white.
It's Caucasian people.
85%.
Wow.
Yeah.
He has like 98% of Asian, right?
I don't know. Don't quote me on that one.
I'm sorry.
I don't think so. It's actually pretty diverse here, you know? It's pretty diverse.
But you like them, don't you?
Yeah.
You like the Asian guys, don't you?
I like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't discriminate, man.
Oh, yeah.
All
right.
We're all women are beautiful no matter what race, you know?
Yeah. Like we got to respect women.
Respect them. Definitely.
All right. I'm going to have a little break. Yes. I'm going to have a little break. And you are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
All right.
Yo, I God, yeah. And we back. Yeah. We back here.
That was DJ Samurai's favorite song.
Yep. I'm sorry, I didn't know the song. I'm here with Xavier Williams from the Penguins. And next topic is National Basketball Association, NBA. Yeah. People.
Bring it around to the NBA.
Yeah, it's the best. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
For those of you who don't know, that was the former NBA theme song in the 90s, early 2000s. Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with a result of the preseason game. Let's talk about October 5th, the game between Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors, as people love it.
Yeah.
87-95, Warriors won. Easy game, man.
My Warriors, I think we're going to do really good this year, man.
Yep.
I think we're definitely going to do good this year.
Guess what? Who got most score this game?
Who?
Barbosa, man.
Yeah, Barbosa. That just speaks to the depth that we have. I mean, I think we only lost two players. I mean, I'm saying I play on the team. I'm just a fan. But yeah.
Yeah, but people in America say like your team.
Yeah. That's my team, man. Yeah. Since like before, like people think it's a bandwagon thing.
He's from SoCal, man. Though.
I know I'm from SoCal.
He's from SoCal, though.
I should be a Lakers fan, but you know, I'm a Warriors fan since like, you know, B. Davis was out there and Matt Barnes.
Okay.
They had the kind of ugly jerseys, mm-hmm. you know.
Like a preseason game, they share the playing time?
Yeah. I mean.
Because it's not going to happen. But yeah, we'll score the most points in the game. 15 points. Score more than Stephen Curry.
Yeah, Curry had 14 still. But he only played 19 minutes. Yeah, it's preseason, you know. It's
everyone tried everything.
Yeah, it's just trying to see who's going to make the team and who's going to get cut.
Okay.
You know, kind of a flow. All
right.
You know, see who works well with each other.
I want to talk about this October 2nd game between Denver and the LA Clippers. Clippers won by 7 points, 96 and 103 points. DeAndre Jordan scored 15 points and 12 rebounds.
How did Emmanuel Mudiay do?
I actually watched this game. What's his name again?
Emmanuel Mudiay?
Yeah, he went to China, right? After high school basketball.
He went to China.
And he
straight out of high school.
And then he was drafted 6th pick, I think.
Lottery pick to the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah. But yeah, he's really good player, but this game, you know, the Clippers has like one of the best point guard in the league, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, man.
He got 8 turnovers.
Emmanuel Mudiay had 8 turnovers.
Yes.
I mean, it's Chris Paul. But
yeah, but he still scored like double figure. And
Yeah.
But this game, Chris Paul has 9 assists.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know how long he played, but DeAndre Jordan also got 12 rebounds, which is most on the team.
Yeah, that's good.
I think they're going to be really good this year because they got
Who are you talking about?
Number 34.
Who are you talking about, the Nuggets, or are you talking about
Clippers?
Oh, you talking about Paul Pierce, aka the Truth, aka did you call bank? No, I called game. aka King of the North.
Had that.
Sorry to all the Toronto Raptors fans that are listening. You know,
I had that.
They got put out by him.
He's from LA, right?
Yeah, he's from LA. I think he's from Crenshaw or something like that.
He was away for a long time, huh? Like he went to Boston Celtics.
No, I'm sorry, he was from Inglewood. Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
It's in LA.
LA
but he went to the University of Kansas. Then he got drafted by the Celtics.
He was played there for a long time. People loved him. DJ Samuel lived in Boston. Yeah. For 1 year.
Yeah.
And I went to the game.
Yeah. Are you a fan of basketball?
Yeah, kind of. I have fun watching basketball.
Yeah, you, you like watching it? Okay,
yeah,
for
just
sure.
Just watching,
playing 2K.
No, oh yeah, like that. Yeah. I don't play, but I don't want to play. No, I don't want to get tired. I don't want to run. You know.
Yeah, you don't want to run. 10 and 58 seconds, five sets.
No. Like 5:30 second in the 5:30 second 1 mile.
Yeah, man.
I'm
those,
not doing
those
that.
Are not fun. 6 a.m. practices, all that.
I'm not doing that.
That's what you got to do to you know be you ready know. For the season.
All right. And then next, okay, I want to talk about this game. Wait a minute.
I see you with the UCLA sweats on though. I see you rapping.
No. All right, October 6th, the game. Indiana Pacers against Detroit Pistons.
Oh, B. Jennings.
Yeah, Indiana won by 3 points. Listen, Paul George back, man.
Paul George.
Guess how many
back.
Points he scored?
How many points?
He man? Got 32 bucket.
No way.
He's back.
In how many minutes?
10 minutes.
You're lying.
I don't even know.
I was gonna say 32 in 2 minutes. Yeah, I think he's good for the rest of the preseason. I don't think he needs to play.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, might as well just give them the ring this year. You know,
he needs to be healthy all the time because
he really does.
He
actually is. It's not. It hasn't even really been a problem like that. It's just unfortunate that he broke his leg. You know,
and it was
a blessing. That they didn't make the playoffs
because
it gave him time to recuperate and have a full summer and get ready and get his body right, get his mind right.
You're right.
Yeah.
And then, I heard some story about game Lakers and Utah in University of Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, that game. It was.
What happened?
It was interesting. It was a good game going on.
Yep.
I think one of the guys from the Utah Jazz was setting a screen.
Yep.
And the rookie, you know, he was getting a little physical.
All right.
And then he got bumped off and things got physical. And, you know, Roy Hibbert came over to help his rookie. And
So Roy Hibbert is 7 feet, 7'1"?
Yeah, 7'1". And
huge
then Trayvon
guy.
Booker smacked the soul out of Roy Hibbert. I think he was kind of stunned.
Wow, just... That's crazy. It's still a preseason game that they're going hard.
It's
man.
A preseason game and he gets smacked like that. I mean, that was just disrespectful.
Yep. But Roy Hibbert got 10 rebounds, so I think he did his job. What happened to Kobe, man? Tell me. What happened to Kobe?
A lot of people are sleeping on Kobe, man. They think he's gonna have a rough year, but I don't know. They were talking about that this morning on ESPN, saying that he's the 93rd best player in the NBA.
93rd. That's disrespectful.
That is disrespect. That is like that's what Stephen A. Smith. You know, he's like, I'm just saying that's blasphemous. That's Kobe Bryant. You know,
he's 93rd.
He's 93rd. That's just ridiculous, Skip. That's just ridiculous.
Crazy. But you know, like he needs to get back his game a little bit. Think.
Yeah, he's gonna get back into it. You know, he had a rough night, shot it on the top of the backboard.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Like people say he's Kobe is back.
He's Kobe.
That was on the
that
Twitter.
That was un-Kobe like
everywhere. Yeah, that was funny though.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, but you know, Kobe Bryant is one of the best players in the entire world.
Yeah.
Hope he's gonna do a big thing. All right, and then.
Let's talk about them Timberwolves, man.
Timberwolves.
Let's talk about them Timberwolves, man.
My favorite. Zach LaVine, man, again?
Yeah, Zach LaVine, the guy that I dunked on. Or was it that I blocked?
Shit.
I don't know. I can't tell.
Yep. All right, Timberwolves game. They had a game?
Yeah, they had a game October 7th.
Yep, against Oklahoma. Oh, my God.
For lack of a better word, it was rough.
I want to talk about Minnesota, but, you know, OKC won by 23 points. That's huge.
Let's not mention the score.
Yeah.
But definitely. How many points did
Kevin Durant score?
Kevin Durant, he had 15 points.
All right, that's cool.
5 for 8, which was pretty good shooting, you know. Serge Ibaka stepped up with 18.
But look at
Westbrook, my man. Gosh.
How many assists he got?
Westbrook had 14 points and 13 assists and 8 rebounds on 22 minutes.
22 minutes, man.
22
that
minutes.
That means he can do twice more than that.
Yeah. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
And, you know, like in my opinion, I think he's going to be the MVP this year.
You think so?
Yep. If they keep winning, that's your preseason.
My preseason MVP pick would have to be, I love Steph Curry. That's my favorite player, but I just don't know if he's going to win it this year.
I know. Two years in a row, that's hard.
It's tough.
That's LeBron level, man.
Yeah, that's LeBron level. I don't think LeBron's going to win it either. I think it's James Harden's year.
At that.
Or Westbrook, man. Yeah. One of those two. I think it's that year.
Because, you know, let's talk about Houston, man.
Houston, yeah, man.
He just got his own shoes, huh?
Yeah. He just got a $200 million deal to Adidas.
Wow.
It was huge. That's
what?
It's a lot of money. Adidas is making moves out here. You guys are sleeping on them. Stop wearing Nikes.
You know.
I'm not biased.
What shoes Dominican Penguins wearing?
The Dominican University of California proudly supports Adidas, the official outfitter of Dominican athletics.
All right. So maybe someday
my little plug.
You guys gonna wear James Harden shoes, maybe?
That's the plan. As soon as he comes out,
all right.
I'm gonna have to come check him out. You know.
At that.
Yeah, you know, I got them Adidas on my feet right now.
Okay.
You know.
He repping the Adidas everywhere.
Repping the Adidas all day, every day.
All day. Every day,
you know, for sure.
All right, and now I really want to talk about this game, man. You know what? You know what game is it?
Which game, man?
Here we go.
Tell me.
Charlotte and Orlando, man.
Charlotte who?
Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, Charlotte Hornets and who?
And Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic. Ooh.
The Charlotte Hornets won Campbell by Walker 6 points. You know what? Who's scoring most, man?
Who? Jeremy Lin?
My man, Jeremy, man.
I knew you was going to say that, man.
He got 17 points. He's the most on the team.
Yeah, they sleep on Jeremy Lin, man.
Come on, man. Jeremy is really good.
It's Lin Sanity out there.
Yep.
It's Lin Sanity.
Actually, Jeremy is from around here.
From Taiwan.
No, yeah.
He's Taiwanese, but he's from out here. He's from North
Carolina.
Palo Alto.
I've been there.
You know who they beat to win the CIF state championship, man?
Really?
They beat Modern Day. Yeah.
Woo.
They beat that team in our league.
School.
You know, that little Palo Alto team beat Modern Day.
That's how good Jeremy Lin was in high school.
Yeah, he was a beast, man.
Yep.
He carried the team.
He did. Anthony Davis, man.
Anthony Davis, I think he's going to do... Oh, man, I forgot about him.
He is up there.
He is up there in that discussion for MVP. I'm just...
Absolutely.
Absolutely, people.
He's there. He's
he is here. And his girlfriend was very attractive. Very attractive.
Louder.
Very attractive.
Okay.
His girlfriend.
Is she like a model?
She is a twin.
Twin.
She is a twin. And so they play basketball at UNLV.
UNLV?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta check that.
Yeah. I think her name is Dakota.
So
something like that.
So that means like pretty much Anthony Davis dating with two two girls at the same time?
Nah. Maybe. I don't know. But if you guys are listening, you know.
Shouldn't do that.
Follow me on Instagram. X_Williams2.
All right.
I follow back. Hashtag Dominican. Hashtag DU. Hashtag do you work?
Oh shit!
Hey, watch him out.
In the preseason game, they have like an international game.
Dude, who have an international game?
Like a NBA team has a
NBA
overseas and play like a different.
Celtics play Real Madrid.
Yeah, today I did. Yeah, I just checked it, and then
they're not only a soccer club, folks. They got a basketball team.
Wait. David Lee left the Warriors.
He left the Warriors, man.
What?
We didn't want him anymore. We were good without him. We said, hey.
You know, like when I play 2K.
You want more
money?
He
is nothing. He just.
I know.
He's not on the court, man. He's on the bench all the time. You know?
Switch him out. Coach, yeah. I don't want him in the game.
I put Iguodala on him, man.
Heck yeah.
All day.
Hey, yeah. Anybody that wants to see me in 2K can see me. Let me know.
All right. Okay, I'm going to have a little break again. You are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And then this time, I'm going to play Xavier Williams' favorite song.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs right now.
Be, man?
You know, it's called Don't by Bryson Tiller.
You know, all right.
If you with your girl right now, you know, it's a good song to cuddle up, you know, too.
All right. Oh.
Light a candle or something, I don't know.
Okay. You have some memory with this song?
Do I have some memories with this song?
Yep.
Tell me. You know, maybe.
I know you.
Maybe, you know.
Hey, Haja.
Anybody that knows this song, you know.
I hope you guys enjoy this song. I'll be back soon.
Don't play with a doll, be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up and let somebody on next up. Be damn if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fitter. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he fought you over cause you let him. Girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, come to sleep. Girl, said he keeps on playing games, and his loving ain't the same. I don't know what to say, but what a shame. If you were mine, you would not get the same. If you were mine, you would top everything. Suicide in the drop, switching lanes, and a thing so fire, baby, no propane. Got good, the girl, can I be framed? Keep him 100, girl, I ain't no saint. But he the only reason that I'm feeling this way. Giving you a word, baby, when you get space. Pin gang, give me lay, baby, that's penetrate. Oh, baby. Sean got niggas on throw. Pull up, we can party some more. Yeah, got this drink in my cup. Got a young nigga feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. Young money got a nigga feeling no. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got me feeling so throw. H-Town got me feeling so throw. Ride paint and we sip, can you fold? H-Town got me feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got a nigga so throw.
Thank you for listening. I wish you guys liked that song. And then this time I'm gonna talk about, actually I'm here with Xavier Williams again.
What's up?
I'm chilling with you.
I'm good, man. I'm just chilling over here with DJ Samurai.
Uh-huh.
One and only.
All right, so this time I want to talk about Chinese professional league.
Yeah,
because my topic is about men's basketball for Dominican University and NBA, and last one is international basketball. So this time I want to focus on the Chinese men, basketball.
Ni hao,
people.
Ni hao.
Okay. They started the professional league in 1995.
It's pretty young.
Pretty young league, man. It's only like 20 years. It's been 20 years.
But they're making big moves out there, man.
Yep.
They got a lot of money.
Right now, they have a... How many teams? Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 18 teams. They have an 18 team in the professional league. And they have a lot of NBA players, huh?
They do. They're starting to come around with some NBA players. Oh, yeah. You're talking about in their league, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they definitely...
He's a like a list
Steph
for
Steph Marbury.
Yeah, Kenyon Martin has played. Patty Mills from OG.
Patty Mills.
You know Wilson Chandler.
Hold on. Can we shout out Australia real quick? You know, Patty Mills.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Seth Turner. I don't know if you're listening. Probably not. But, a big shout out to you. Aussie.
Oi.
Exactly. You know, all right. Australia all day.
All right. And then J.R. Simmons, of course.
Yeah,
J.R. is a big time player in China, man.
Big time.
And Tracy McGrady. You know,
T Mac, the one and only. I used to wear his shoes when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, those white ones with the blue stripes over the huge boxy ones.
Boxy
one. Hey, but it was T Mac, so you know you had to wear them.
You know, DJ White.
DJ White?
I don't know DJ White.
Yeah.
And Mike Harris?
Mike Harris?
I don't know who Mike Harris is.
No, I don't.
Okay. Michael Beasley, man.
Michael, man, that is a sad story of what could have been, man.
What happened to him?
He was the number 2 pick in the draft.
Yep.
And he just...
What year was he? That he was...
He came out the same year...
With, Griffin, Blake Griffin, huh?
I think so.
He was a number one pick.
I think so. He was the number 2 pick, and just he couldn't get his act together. And
he has a lot of problems with his like personality. Or something
a lot
like
of off court problems, you know.
And yeah, it's tough.
It's tough. It's definitely, you know, it's not only what you have on the court; it's what you do off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great examples. Steph Curry, you know, he's a good guy. People love him.
Yeah. And then, all right, Meta World Peace,
a.k.a. Panda Lover.
Panda.
A.k.a. Panda, what is his name? I don't even know. A.k.a. he's probably changed his name 3 times by the end of this podcast or radio show.
Meta World Peace, man. Peace, guys.
A.k.a. I'll elbow James Harden's face off.
He did that.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was watching the game, I was like, what happened? Just happened? Tell me, please.
A.k.a. the only guy Kobe's actually afraid of.
All right.
But I was watching that, too. When I first saw it, I was like, was he just... celebrating, and then they slow-mo'd it.
That was absolutely on purpose,
just super. I think John Jones was teaching him, you know, from MMA, because that was a UFC elbow.
Wow,
he might be a heavyweight champion with that elbow.
Yeah, he can be that. And then another, I think this is gonna be sad story. Greg Oden, he is in China right now,
is he? That is another sad story.
Yeah, I mean, 2007, round one, number one pick.
Number one player
overall
in the country.
Number one.
And guess who was number 2?
Who's that?
Kevin Durant. The Slim Reaper.
He was all about him, man.
He got picked. I know Portland is so mad that they picked them, that they picked Greg Oden. But, I mean, he was a great player. He just had a body made of glass.
Yep.
He just kept getting hurt. And
that's
so
how
I hope
play for the professional league.
I hope he's doing good in China.
Yeah. Because
they pay good. They pay really good.
I want to talk about the Chinese basketball leagues. Why like a lot of good NBA players going to China? It's because...
Simple.
Money.
Cash.
Money.
Cash.
According to...
Ni hao, China.
According to the NBA's collective... bargaining agreement. Yeah, and absolute lowest contract on the NBA player can have is a 1 year, $507,000 rookie minimum.
Yeah, that's some good cash. That's some good cash.
This is a lot.
But a good point to that is that it is $570,000, but at the end of the day, half of it's already gone. Yeah, from taxes and all that.
So I don't know about Chinese tax system, but yeah, absolutely it's happening. Yeah.
I don't think China taxes them like they do here. I don't think they take as much.
I believe that.
Yeah, overseas they take care of you.
Yep. And then there are a bunch of
Stephen Marbury was a god out there.
He's a million.
He's bigger than Kobe out there. No joke.
He's making millions.
They love him out there. He's a god.
Yep. There's a 10 players list who's getting most money
in the CBA.
Chinese player.
The most CBA.
Yeah,
player?
CBA player. Okay. And number 10, Jiang Qingpeng getting,
shouts out to Jiang Qingpeng,
getting $370,000.
$370,000.
37.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And next is Han Dejun. How much he got?
He's getting $482,000, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Next one is Li Jian. You know what's actually interesting? Like, Beijing Ducks. You know Beijing. People know Beijing. Beijing Ducks has the money, man. Like,
Beijing Dogs paying that cash.
Yeah, Li Jian and Zhang Qingpeng playing for the same team. Both paying a lot of money, man. It's crazy. Yeah, and then number 7, Wang Xipeng.
I know he's listening. Shouts out to Wang Xipeng.
He's watching. Like getting as much as Li Jian, man. Like $482,000. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And next one is going to be Tang Zhendong. He's getting paid $562,000.
Nice.
He's really tall. 7 feet, 245 pounds.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
Hold on. Is it saying? Oh, okay. It's not saying it?
All right.
We'll try again. Oh. Xinjing.
The rookie?
Nah, you know what that means?
I don't know. Xianjing.
Cash.
All right, yeah.
Who's the next player?
Yeah, right, all right. Next player is Zhu Fangyu. He's kind of like old guy, but he's getting paid.
He's getting paid. Cash.
Cash, man. He's getting $562,000. Oh, yeah. Xianjing. And number 4 is Li Wei. Actually, I know him.
That's your friend?
Yeah, he was he was playing for the Chinese national team in the 2008 Beijing Olympics.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, he was going at a Jason Kidd, man.
Was he?
He was cooking.
How much does he make?
4 points.
How much does 4 points, man. He was killing him.
But he's making
absolutely.
He's making $643,000.
That's a lot of Xinjing, man.
Next one. Let me tell you about this story, man. Joki. This is
Joki.
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 Yeah. Right. I know him a lot. He was playing in the Jordan Classic. What's the
the Nike Hoop Summit.
The world
against USA. Because, right. You know, USA.
And actually, I have a plane against him, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's pretty tall. Yeah. 7 feet, two.
You're talking about 2K or something?
Yep.
Oh, like that. Okay.
He's only 19 years old.
Nice. He's only 19 and he's the fourth highest paid already.
Yeah, and 7 feet, two. I think he's going to NBA soon, man.
Yeah, he's go to the NBA and make that.
Yeah, more like twice, three times more money, man.
Go to the NBA and make that. Xianjing. Please do. We need you out there.
And he's getting paid $643,000. And next player, Song. I don't know. Song Yu. You know Song Yu?
Song Yu? Of course I know Song Yu. Who doesn't know Song Yu? Hey, what's up, Song Yu?
What's up, man? he's making a million, man. Beijing dogs.
Holla at me. I'm trying to make that. Please. After
he's
I graduate.
Making $1 million. Million. 100 million and 125,000. That is a lot. You know, the number one guy in the Chinese league,
Yao Ming.
He retired already.
I'm just playing. Who's the number one player, man?
He used to play for the NBA Timberwolves, I think. Yi Jian Lian, man.
Oh, Yan Jilian.
Yeah.
Is that Yi Jilian? Yi Jiang Yang.
Yeah, he.
The Guangdong Southern Tigers.
Yeah, there's a Asian tournament for.
He is an Asian
2016
superstar.
Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. They got championship, right? And then he got MVP, man.
They call him the Chinese foreigner for his absolute dominance on the Chinese.
How much he's getting paid?
He's getting paid $1,600,000 right
a
now.
A lot.
1.6. Cash.
Alright, I think we gotta finish our radio.
That about sums it up.
Slicing the net. Thank you for coming, Xavier.
Appreciate it.
Thank
man.
You very
Anytime.
Much. We
Anytime.
Had a really good time today. And in my show, Slicing the Net, is every Thursday on 9 to 10 p.m. And then it's gonna be on the best radio show in California, in America. In the world.
Matter of fact, Penguin Radio, man.
Blah.
Matter of fact, in the universe, man.
Thank you, man. All right, it's time to go to the bed. And hope you guys enjoyed. And please listen to my show next week too.
Xing Xing.
Thank you.
Ciao.